from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He's a player that could be there. It could be in Buffalo, Rochester. Really, anything's on the table. So obviously, it's only been a little bit of time here since our pick was announced, but certainly something we'll get into right away with his agent and start that conversation.
That is Sabres GM Kevin Adams following the Konsta Helenius pick. See how quickly he comes over from Finland. Development camp coming up this week. 4th of July week. And luckily, the weather looks pretty good after it looked like it might be a rainy 4th. And it still could be, I guess, but latest check. Looks pretty good.
You hear any fireworks yet?
Heard any? Yes.
I was going to say, I heard a lot yesterday. I don't know about you, but...
Yesterday, I heard some, definitely... and even drove past some. Yeah, like, yeah, driving down like the thruway and seeing them like in neighborhoods like off to your right. You know, like, I've definitely seen that. Yeah, Thursday right now looks like 78 as the high, 40% chance of rain, but I like trusting the emoji the most. And the emoji is a little sun that's peeking behind a cloud.
Are we using the same weather app probably? Because I have a cloud, like just a straight cloud.
We might be using a different one then. All right, we got dueling. This is why we got Pat Hammer on speed dial at all times.
I mean, mine says our apps are
dueling.
Mine says a high of 84.
You might be also. What's your location? This is another thing. You always got to check where you're.
That's here. So
all right,
maybe
all right.
It's a little different.
All right. Well, either way, Thursday looks like it's warm and it's probably not going to rain, and maybe we'll get some sun as well for your 4th of July. Otherwise, the week looks great. Get some golf in this week, do some stuff outside, low 80s, won't be nearly as hot as it's been a little bit, so should be good. If you're looking to cool off, of course, development camp's always a good time. Schedule though is tough, like right in the middle of the day, the 4th, there's a little bit going on in the morning. The 3-3 tournament is going on that morning, Thursday, so we'll get a little bit of that this week, some prospect stuff. 803-0550 is the phone number. Do you want the Sabres to be desperate today? Do you want them to go give out a crazy contract, a thing, something that everyone's going to call an overpay, but you know what? They're going to get it. They're going to get the player they need. Is that the goal today? Is that the realistic goal? We've got some tweets on this. I also want to get into, do a little quick version of Juicy Rumors here. Juicy Rumors. From overnight, The rumors that are non-Sabre related, Jake Guentzel, his rights were traded to Tampa. So this is even more than a rumor. The Lightning are basically confirming the rumor by trading for him. So Guentzel to Tampa, which means Stamkos is definitely leaving. Definitely leaving. And the team to watch for on him that I've seen through social media is Nashville. That Nashville is going to go make a big swing, a big offer to Stamkos. And that might be, maybe they're the favorite right now for his services. You did have Chad DeDomenicis, our buddy over at Expected Buffalo. He did tweet over the weekend, not to expect them to land him, but he believes the Sabres are going to go after Stamkos. And I believe that they would too. Like, I could believe that they would. I also would be floored. One person tweeted in, though, like, when are we going to get the Johnny Gaudreau Columbus signing? You know? Where am I going to get shock the world, the whole hockey world is stunned because the number one free agent just went to Buffalo. They would stun me, though, floor me, if Stamkos ended up here. Juicy rumors. All right, so this is from the guys over at After the Whistle. Rumor time. Martin Nietzsche refused to come to Buffalo, said he wouldn't sign here. Yeah, we'd probably think they deal with a lot of that, right? And there was a Pierre LeBrun report that they wanted Nietzsche, that they were talking with Carolina, that they were going after him, and that deal did not get done. There was another report about how one a team in the top 15, there was a trade that was on the table that kind of fell apart. Adam said trades fell apart, so maybe this is what happened here, that they tried to get Nietzsche, maybe they even had the best offer, and the player said, I won't sign with you. Tough. Also from After the Whistle, Sabres were after Rutger McGroaty and said he wouldn't sign here. This one would be really tough to swallow if it's true. Not because I'm obsessed with them going and getting Rutger McGroaty. You might be asking right now, one, that's a cool name. Two, who is Rutger McGroaty? This is like super version of Jimmy Vesey, maybe. He's a prospect that doesn't want to sign with the team that drafted him. He got drafted by Winnipeg, and he's not going to development camp. His name is in trade rumors. He has not played in the NHL, but he's been great at Michigan. So, one of those guys.
I feel like he's a lot better than Jimmy Vesey, though.
No, I mean
he was a first-round pick.
I'm not comparing the player. I'm comparing he's a high-level prospect that has not played in the NHL and is telling the team that drafted him, I'm not signing there.
Gotcha.
So, now he's available. Right.
I was going to say, because, like...
And at the time, Vesey had developed into a very good prospect.
True.
I don't think on McGroaty's level, but he had. But, right, not to the same degree. So, the guys said After the Whistle, Sabres were after McGroaty, he wouldn't sign here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
They can't even get prospects. They can't even get that. I guess, though, if the guy doesn't want to sign in Winnipeg, why would he, you know, Winnipeg's at least winning. So those are some bad rumors, I guess. Not the Stamkos one, but the other two. So, all right. What do we think? That's what we got for rumors at this point in time. It's also, you know, like, what do we want them to be desperate? I think it's a good conversation because it might not be smart, and like you might think the GM has a responsibility to fight against that, to not want to do that, but don't you want to do it eventually? Like, what's better? Never, ever, ever making the big swing, never being able to make the big swing, or doing it, but you have to pay more than everybody else. But you've done it. You know, you've gotten it. Ehrhoff comes to my mind. Christian Ehrhoff. Today, by the way, I believe today is the day. It's July 1st. I think he gets this check every year on July 1st. Christian Ehrhoff has 4 years left on his buyout. He has four more checks coming from the Sabres for $857,000. He last played for the Sabres in 2014. So it's been a long time.
10 years.
10 years since he's been here. They bought him out on June 29th, 2014. And I think today is the day. $857,000. They signed that guy. He was a good player. Even here, he was a good player. But before Buffalo with Vancouver in the finals, San Jose before that, like Christian Ehrhoff was a darn good player. Top four defenseman for sure, and you could maybe even argue a lower level top pair defenseman. And they got him. But what did it take to get him? They had to sign him to a 10-year contract. They had to commit to him for a decade. That contract, if they had not bought him out, that contract would have expired in 2021. Ehrhoff's original contract, had they not bought it out, would have extended into Don Granato being the head coach of this team. That's how long they had to commit to him for. Was it desperation or was it, hey, Darcy finally got the ability to spend to the cap? Well, you know, maybe you could say it was desperation. The owner had just showed up and they had just made the playoffs and like, all right, let's go. Let's put the pedal to the floor. Let's go. And let's go. All right, Darcy goes and looks around and all right, this guy, what do we need to do to get him? Oh, 10 years, huh? All right, let's do that. 10 years. Why not? What's the version of that today? What's the version of the Ehrhoff contract? I don't remember the reaction to that. I bet I could guess it. Twitter would have been around, but it would have been not nearly as popular. What would the reaction have been on NHL Twitter when Ehrhoff signed? I could probably find it. I could probably go back and find the tweet and look through the replies and see what it was. But my guess would be that when they signed Christian Ehrhoff to a 10-year contract, the league went, what did Buffalo just do? What did they just do? They did what? They gave Christian Ehrhoff a 10-year contract? Really? And guess what? He was really good. He was really good. Sure, he missed the net sometimes on some big slap shots. That's the thing that's always said about him, right? He missed the net, but he was a good defenseman. He was a really good defenseman. What's the version of that today? I'm ready for them to sign someone and the league go, what did Buffalo just do? And I'm ready to be excited for that. I'm ready to fight against everybody that wants to tell me whatever contract they signed today is really bad. 803-0550 with the phone number. Do we trust Adams? Do we think Adams would even make a move like that is a good question, too. Free agency day. We'll recap the draft as well. Paul's coming up at 7. You had some interesting soccer over the weekend while we have just a minute or two. You know, we'll get into that a little bit maybe later on. The U.S. plays tonight. What you're getting now in sports with the draft over for the NHL is free agency today, NBA, and the NHL. You'll get Wimbledon, which is actually ongoing right now. I'm watching a match right now for in the men's. Can't be the round of 16 yet. Earlier than that, I'm sure. But Wimbledon this week, soccer as well. So you got just enough maybe to get your sports fix. Jody Biasi, it's Jeremy and Joe. Get your phone calls in as well here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.